Hey, here's a fun game you can play at home while you listen to The Ron Van Dam Show. Do a shot of your favorite alcohol every time Ron sighs or makes a grumpy sound. No, hold on. Hold on, I'm kidding. Please don't do that. You will die from alcohol poisoning. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
All right, no big deal. Go
hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
There's nothing to see here. Go back to your homes. Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I'm the person to whom they refer to in the title of the thing. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you're comfortable because, well, I just hope you are. All right, that's enough. That's enough. As I suffer through my allergies, it's allergy season like every single day of the year now. That's different. Yeah, is that global warming or something or whatever? The fact that there's allergies every day now. They used to have allergies just like in the spring a little bit and a little tiny bit in the fall. But now it's like every single day of the year, no matter where you live. What? How did that start? What happened with that? I don't know. I live in the Boston area. Thank you. Please, hold your applause to the end of the show. Yeah, I live in the Boston area. I'm not gloating or anything. There's nothing to gloat about. This weekend, starting tonight, Taylor Swift is going to be in town.
Hey, did you hear Taylor Swift's in town?
That's how they're talking in the saloons.
She's riding into town at high noon. Taylor Swift's coming into town.
I've heard of her, but I don't know what she does. I think she's an orthopedic shoe salesperson. I'm not sure. No, she's a singer. Oh, the allergies, man. Oh, here's a little tip. Don't get allergies. That's just a tip from me. Don't get them. Because once you have them, you don't want them. Anyway, Taylor Swift's in town, and I'm not familiar with her music. I'm sure I've heard a couple of her songs, but I didn't know it was her. I don't know the names of her songs because I'm not what they call a Swiftie. I'm a Taylor. I'm a Taylor. I sew clothes together, and I'm a Swiftie, but I'm not too swift. I'm not a Swiftie. I don't know her songs. I know what she looks like. I saw a picture of her once. That's it. That's about it. I think some of her songs are Don't Touch Me Now, Find Your Way Home Even Though It's Dark, I Left Him, So What, Don't Be With Me on a Tuesday, Fried Foods Are Not Good For You. These are titles of songs that she's done. I Saw You Through the Window, Get Away From My House, Love Is Nothing But a Two-Way Ticket to Hell, Finding Nemo Was a Problem. These are just some of the songs, and they're very, very popular. They are. Looking Back at It, You Really Suck. I'll Drive the Car, You Walk. These are some big titles that she's had. And everybody goes crazy when they hear her biggest hit of all, Fermented Cheese Is For Me. Wow, I love that song. Let's sing it together. Fermented Cheese Is For Me. Yeah. Oh, man, I love it. Anyway, she's appearing at Gillette Stadium where the Patriots play, but not at the time that she's going to be performing. That would be a mess. But the Swifties are they're going crazy, man. Taylor Swift's in town. Oh, my God. And who's coming next week to the stadium? Jesus will be there. Oh, wow. Okay. But Taylor, you're saying, huh? Yeah, I guess she does quite a show. She moves around a lot and dances and sings some of those songs that I had mentioned just previously. And the Swiftie fans are some of them are upset. Some of them are upset. And as you know, there's a lawsuit going on against Ticketmaster, I believe it is, Puppetmaster, because they screwed up the tickets, or they said you can have them. No, you can't have them. I have tickets to the Taylor Swift concert. No, you don't. That kind of thing, you know. It's not good. Here, I got tickets for Taylor Swift, and now look at the ticket. It says Engelbert Humperdinck. No, they gave you the wrong ticket. So they're very upset. Here's what I don't like. The seats that are all the way far away in the back, to the point where even if he had binoculars, you still couldn't see Taylor Swift on stage. I mean, they're really like far away. Those are like $300. $200-$300 just to be somewhere in the stadium. I think you get a seat in the bathroom. If you want to even see the stage, those tickets are like $800 plus. People don't have that kind of money. If I were Taylor Swift, I would say, screw this. I'm not doing a concert and having my fans pay that kind of money to see me run around on a stage. My fans deserve better than that. Because you know what these concerts are? Rich people gatherings. Or kids who have rich parents. Or they saved all their money and now they're broke and can't go to college. That shouldn't be the price of a concert ticket. And once you go to the concert, everybody stands up all the time. You're not buying a seat. You're buying a place to stand. It's ridiculous. But you want to actually see Taylor Swift. Look, there she is. All that little dot down there, all the way in the corner of that. I think that's a stage. I'm not sure if that's a stage or piece of wood. But see that little dot? That's Taylor Swift. And here's the funny part about going to these concerts and spending $800, whatever it is. Because you don't go alone usually, you know, you go with somebody else. Now we're talking into the thousands of dollars to see, you know, see this, you know, her big song, Don't Touch Me Now. They have these big Jumbotron screens. So you're paying $800 to watch television outside. It's really, that's all that is. That's all that is. I feel sorry for these kids. A lot of it is the fault of the Ticketmaster, the puppet master with tickets. Because here's what happens. The tickets go on sale to see Taylor Swift, and then these ticket agencies, these third-party ticket agencies, they buy up hundreds of tickets, and then they sell them for more money. Isn't that called scalping? Why is that legal? Why is that legal? Well, Ron, because anybody can buy tickets. Once the tickets are on sale, anybody can buy them. And once you have the tickets, you can sell them. And even if they're not raising the price of the ticket, because that would be scalping in a sense, all they're doing, they're adding ticket processing fees. How much is that ticket for Taylor Swift? Oh, it's only $100. Whoa, okay. But there's a $900 processing fee. You can't do that. Oh, yes, I can. It's like shipping and handling. You know what I'm saying? You know, you buy a donut. How much is that? That's like $1.19. But it's actually $50. Why the shipping and handling? It's shipping and handling. I understood shipping, that it costs money to have UPS bring it to you or whoever. Handling, I don't get what the handling thing is. I know. Anytime a shipping and handling is, oh, really? Handling. Aren't these people being paid to get the product off the shelf and bring it to the person that ships it? And I'm paying for the shipping. I get that. Handling. All right. We had to put it in a box. You have to pay for that. Why do I have to pay for that? Don't you pay these people anyway to get the thing in the first place? Handling? Oh, that'll be $50. Why? Because I handled it. I had to get it off the shelf and put it in a box and put tape on it. Isn't that part of shipping? That's handling. And what's the fine line between shipping and handling? I don't know. I don't know what it is. But I handled it. You know? I mean, come on. What is sex? But handling, that's all that is. I handled you. Yeah, prostitutes aren't charging for the prostitution itself. It's the handling fee. Yeah, and having sex with you? No, I can't. That's prostitution. I can't charge you for that. But I handled you, and I handled you well. And that's $200. Oh, it's handling. Oh, the handling. The handling is what kills you. I'll buy the product, but don't handle it. Please don't. I can't afford you to handle my product. No more handling with the product, please. Can't handle this. Can you handle the handling fee? I can't handle it. Anyway, Taylor Swift, how did I get off of that? The ticket prices are crazy, man. They're crazy. And they promote it as a once-in-a-lifetime experience. What? Maybe it's not once. Maybe you can do it twice. I don't. Maybe not at all. Let me tell you something. If you watch Taylor Swift perform on TV, which is what you're doing when you go to the concert itself, basically, you're seeing up close what's going on, and you can see it very well. When you go to the stadium,
Ron, I go to the stadium for the atmosphere.
Oh, to stand up amongst another 60,000 people. That's the atmosphere, huh? Screaming people, you can't hear the music, you can't see what's going on. There are people standing up in front of you. If you're short, you can't see anything at all. You're just looking at people's asses. That's the environment. Yes, because I was there. Okay, just get a t-shirt that says you were. I mean, people will buy that. Did you go to the Taylor Swift concert? Yes, I have a Taylor Swift t-shirt that says, I was there, I saw Taylor Swift. And then it's got her concert dates on the back of the shirt. That's gold. Yeah, the t-shirt was only like $20. Well, that's nice. But then there was a $300 handling fee. Someone had to give me the t-shirt off the shelf. That was a handling fee. Oh my God, here we go with the handling again. Concert tickets, man. Crazy. I mean, one of my favorite musical groups is Chicago. Not the whole city, but the musical group, Chicago. Actually, they technically call themselves Chicago the Band. That's technically their name. They tour the country almost every year. Various venues. $50. $50. That's it. And they're not that far away. $50, maybe $55 for a seat. Come on. You know Jerry Seinfeld? You know the show Seinfeld? Jerry Seinfeld, the comedian. Apparently he's very funny. He does stand up now again. But it's not just stand up. He plays these large theaters. And he charges a seat to see Jerry Seinfeld stand on a stage for an hour is about $400. What? What does he do? Does he sing a song? Did he write songs? No. What does he do? Oh, he stands up on a stage and he tells funny stories. For $400? Oh, that's a seat all the way in the back. If you really want to see his face, because he makes a couple of expressions as he's talking, That's about $900.
Why?
I don't know, but that's what it is.
I don't understand. I don't understand it.
Here's the sad part. If you really love Taylor Swift and your family doesn't come from a bunch of money, you're not going to see Taylor Swift in person because you don't have enough money. So again, it's a concert for rich people or people that have rich parents. When you go to a concert, all those people sitting up close to the stage, there's money involved. They paid big time. They have so much money that seeing this is inconsequential financially. And that's what's sad. Every child, every young person should go to a Broadway play or a play or something, or go to a concert. There shouldn't be a cost to this that's crazy. It should be affordable for everybody. It's culture. I guess Taylor Swift is culture in a sense. I don't think so, but I guess it is. Especially her song, Zip Up Your Face, I Don't Like You. That's my favorite song. I wish I had enough money to see her perform Zip Up Your Face, I Don't Like You, because it's a great song. And when she sings it, she runs around the stage and gets sweaty. And she has dancers behind her that do the same dance moves. So it's like in unison. And the part where she gets to like, I Don't Like You, she actually has like a mean kind of face. Oh, it's just... It is extraordinary. I'm not a Swiftie. No one ever said, Ron, you're pretty Swiftie. No one ever said that. They don't have any reason to, so they don't say it. They don't mutter those words. No, I'm not going to any Taylor Swift concerts ever. I'm not motivated. It's not my thing. I don't know. I don't like tractor pulls. I don't get off seeing a tractor being pulled in public. If you're going to pull your tractor, do it in your room with the door locked. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know about it, which is also the name of another Taylor Swift song. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know about it. It's a good song. Should we all sing it together? I don't want to see it. I don't want to know about it. Oh, I love that song. It is incredible because it's from the heart. She wrote it from the heart. I don't know what that means, but I guess, I don't know. Of course, if you perform on stage and you're really popular and you do concert tours, you have to dress like really sleazy. Oh, you do. You got to make it sexy. We got to have sex in everything. Was that J-Lo? I don't know her full name. J-Lonian. Jennifer Lopez, I think it is. She tromps around the stage. She's a fine person, but she has to sex it up. Be sexy all over the place, you know. Do her little sexy dance. She has to gyrate. Funniest thing is going to a wedding. I talked about weddings yesterday in the show. Oh, good for you, Ron. You go to a wedding and there's always like a bunch of, there's usually girls, sometimes guys, and they get, then it's a wedding, you know, and they get on the dance floor and they gyrate and they grind each other and they bump their asses together and it looks like they're having sex on the dance floor. And people go, oh, okay, whatever. It's just, why are you doing that for? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? Why are you grinding your asses together in public? What are you doing? You can grind your ass, but not on a dance floor at a wedding. I don't particularly enjoy it. But of course, if you go to a concert, They're moving their ass more than you can possibly. Oh, I didn't know my ass could move like that.
Oh, it does on her. Oh, she can move that ass.
I guess that's why I'm paying the money. That's why the tickets are so high. There's the moving the ass aspect to the concert, which is also considered a handling fee. I have a guest coming up momentarily, and we'll talk to the guest after a short commercial break.
Looking for someplace new and fun to take the family for breakfast? Then it's time to try Greg's House of Avocado Toast. Featuring all your breakfast favorites, white toast, wheat toast, rye toast, yes, even multigrain toast, and more, all topped with creamy avocado. Or mix it up a little with a toasted English muffin topped with avocado. Come in every Thursday for our chef's special creation, sourdough toast with avocado. If it's toast with avocado on top, you'll find it, and nothing else, at Greg's House of Avocado Toast.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Fantastic. Bright and early here in Malibu, California.
Feeling good.
Oh, nice. I'm locked in a room in Boston. All right.
Well, we're locked in a studio in Malibu.
Okay. All right. I feel better. Okay. Hey, we're talking about a concept that is kind of amazing. It's a new TV show. It's the next big music super band. And we have with us musician Brandon Jenner, and he's host of this new show called Banded. And also a drummer, Mark Schulman, is here, and he is a branded judge. So what is Banded, by the way? Well, it's about finding the next new big band. Who came up with this concept?
This is a concept that has been in the works for quite a while, and I was contacted about it a few years ago, actually, and it's been amazing to see this grow, not just from an idea and not just into a show, but into, like, a true experience. I mean, what we were able to pull off in this show was truly incredible. The musicians were top-notch, 25 musicians from all around the country into five bands with original music, and they absolutely brought it, and now it's airing on Access TV, and you can watch it, and I just couldn't be more proud, and I'm sure Mark feels the same way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have been big in the business for a long time. Well, certainly Mark has, and you know, it's incredible. You know, one would think in retrospect, why wasn't there a show like this before? They've done everything else, but here it is, like a silver platter, huh?
Yeah. Sometimes timing is the right thing. You know, oftentimes in life, some of the best ideas are the ones that you know, they don't happen right away. You know, it takes somebody to actually just push the boulder up the hill.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. It was a lot of work, but in the end, I think we have something that we're really proud of, and I think the audience is going to really enjoy it.
And it's been a natural progression because these other shows we've had have been basically vocalists that are doing cover tunes. These are five competing bands doing original music, and they did not know each other ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
They were put together with mentors, writing music, and learning how to get along with each other, learning about each other's personalities. There was so much that had to happen so quickly. I cannot believe how these musicians came through and how amazing the music is and the performance. It's just astounding.
You know, it's one thing to have the music competition, which is fun, but man, it's more fun just for the viewer to just sit down and watch this stuff unfold in front of their eyes. That's the good time involved.
Yeah, and it's quite a story. I mean, I've grown up playing in bands my entire life, but I cannot imagine having just met my band members and within a week be composing songs, be getting to know each other, be getting the stage show together, and then a week later you've got a song and you're on a big stage and you're performing. Think about how intense that must be. And these, as I said, these musicians were absolutely astounding. And the wonderful thing is that nobody leaves the show. So unlike the other shows that have been on, these musicians and the bands stay on, and you get to see them evolve.
Yeah.
And you can find your favorite band, and you get to sort of root for them as the show goes on. And at the end of every single show, one band wins, and then another band will win. And we still not, do not know the winner of the season. That has been sealed up like in an Oscar-style envelope.
Wow. Now, this is on Access TV, which, by the way, seems to be the only cable network that is devoted to music anymore, and bands and concerts. I mean, that's kind of the one left. So you certainly found the right home for this, I'll tell you that. When can we see it?
We can see it on Saturday nights at 8 p.m., I believe, is the timing.
That's good.
Yeah, Access TV, it's such a great partnership, so please do watch it. I think you'll be really, especially if you're a fan of music. If you're a fan of music, you're a fan of bands and original music, you know, these are 25 people that had to search for something to say, and they are all incredibly talented. I hope you do watch it.
Yeah. Brandon, into music himself, a musician, and Mark, you're one of the judges. Can you tell us some of the other judges involved?
Yeah, there were three judges total. We have the incredible Mark Shulman here. We have a young man named DJ Swivel, who's had an incredible success as a producer. And we had Diara, who has had an amazing career as part of a band that toured all the way all around the world and touring stadiums. And so we had a really great lineup of judges, and they had some really good things to say. They also didn't always agree, so there were some fireworks at times on the judges' panel, but which made for good conversation. I mean, part of this was also being very critical about what they were doing, not just stylistically with the songs, but also with how their performance went. Like, did they look like a band? I mean, as Mark said, these were strangers. Did they really kind of come together and look like a polished band? And by the end of the show, they looked like more than a band. They looked like families, honestly. They got to know each other so well.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
And this was actual reality TV, completely unscripted. And we didn't even get to hear or see the bands until the audience gets to hear and see the band. So we are fresh with our criticism. And it's so wonderful and amazing to be able to have that fresh perspective. And we were critical. We were honest. Sometimes they absolutely blew us away. Sometimes they didn't. And that's where some of the fireworks happened. But I think everybody learned it. What a process to get to experience. A real process of bands having worked so hard to write these songs, develop a stage show with these amazing mentors, the top mentor sort of songwriter producers on the planet, basically, helping them get this whole thing together. It was really, what a process to be able to experience. Wow, I was so honored to be a part of it.
Yeah. What is the end result at the end of the season? Is a band actually wins, and what do they go on to do, or is that the end?
Well, they receive a record contract. So the prize at the end is that the band is going to go into the studio and track an album on a label. So it's a big deal. I mean, they were really fighting for you know, what their dreams, quite literally. I mean, this is the dream that we all have, is to get a deal, make a record, and go out and tour. So that's what the plans are. And I wouldn't be surprised if the other bands continue to play together as well.
Sure.
I mean, this was such a bonding experience, and they learned so much together as a unit that I think they'll probably all continue to.
It's kind of
the one thing that was really fun.
Yes.
Is at the end of every episode, one band does get picked to record one song.
Oh,
so they still get to actually participate in the recording process, and there is one winner at the end of every episode.
Wow, the concept seems like a combination of American Idol, Married at First Sight, and the Monkees.
because it's it's got all the elements in there. This is fascinating. I can't imagine anybody not checking it out. It's 8 o'clock Saturday nights on Axis TV. And is there some place they can go to get more information, a website, something like that?
Yeah, they can go to a Bandage Show. Just look up Bandage Show, or you can also go to Axis TV. Their website has a lot of information there.
Right.
I think that the main splash page is all Bandage stuff. So, yeah, there's plenty of ways to access all the information you want.
Okay.
Including a great interview with Vince Neil, who was one of our guest judges.
Cool. Brandon Jenner, Mark Shulman, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to this.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for having us.
Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand... Oh, actually, I won't. I'll be back again on Monday with a brand new program. But until then, I wish you peace.